to the top, until he came up close to the table where the princess sat.
"Pray lift me up on the chair," said he to the princess, "and let me sit next to you."
As soon as she had done this, the frog said, "Put your plate nearer to me, but I may eat out of it." This she did, and when he had eaten as much as he could, he said,
"Well, I'm tired. Carry me upstairs and put me in your bed."
And the princess, though very unwilling, took him up in her hand and put him upon the pillow of her own bed, where he slept all night long. As soon as it was light, he jumped up, hopped downstairs, and went out of the house. "Now then," thought the princess, "at last he is gone, and I shall be troubled with him no more." But she was mistaken, for when night came again, she heard the same tapping at the door, and the frog came once more and said,
"Pump on the door, my princess dear. Pump on the door to thy true love here, and bind the birds that brown eyes fled by the fountain cool in the greenwood shade."
And when the princess opened the door, the frog came in and slept upon her pillow as before till the morning broke. And the third night he did the same. But when the princess awoke on the following morning, she was astonished to see, instead of the frog, a handsome prince gazing on her with the most beautiful eyes she had ever seen, and standing at the head of her bed. He told her that he had been enchanted by a spiteful fairy